الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث قدسي فيما يروي عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا إلى آخر الحديث. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, today the hadith which has been recorded by Imam Nawawi in his Arba'in is a very special type of hadith. It is a hadith that we refer to or is called Hadith Qudsi. As we know that the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unchanged, the unaltered words of our Lord. And the Sunnah or the Ahadith is what we refer to as the sayings or actions of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Hadith Qudsi in essence, which is what this hadith is today, a Hadith Qudsi in essence in between these two, between the Quran and between the Ahadith of the Prophet. Why? Because the words of this hadith itself are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the direct kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen his prophet to actually convey these words to the people in the form of a hadith. So in essence, there are many other differences between this and between the Quran. But in essence, what is clearly shown is that a hadith Qudsi is a great honor and privilege for our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Allah wants to directly engage, directly talk to us. And for that to happen, He has chosen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey that message to us. So what you will hear is in this hadith is that directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the words and He is talking to us through the means of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the nature of this hadith? What is the actual message of it? What you will find is that there are many points that have been mentioned in this hadith in which mainly we are told about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What He is like, what His powers are, what He likes, what He dislikes, those things which He upholds, those things which He advises. You will see many different things. And what you will see from this description given is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His haqiqah, His reality, can never really be understood properly by us. And secondly, the thing that we will understand is that we cannot compare Him to our ordinary behavior. And let me give you just one example from what will be mentioned later on in this hadith sharif. Imagine that there is a very powerful person, a very rich person, and day and night he would give his money away to the poor people who came to him. That without restriction, without any conditions, when people would come to him asking for money, he would give it to them. And he would do this continuously and continuously. But you will think to yourself that there must be a point where eventually this man, no matter how much he is giving away, whether it is a small amount or whether it is a large amount, sooner or later, if he doesn't get more from elsewhere, that his own money is going to run out. It's going to end eventually. Sooner or later, when someone comes to him asking him for money or asking him for wealth, he's going to have to tell him that I have nothing left. And what we hear in this hadith sharif is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that if every single person was to ask me for something on this earth, and I was to give every single person on earth whatever they requested, my power and my wisdom would not change one single iota. That it would not make any difference to me whatsoever. And in a hadith sharif itself, it says that the difference in my power would be like if you were to drop a needle into an ocean, and how much water would come out with that needle. Just a small drop from the whole ocean, that's how much would change in my milkiyat, in my qudra, in my power, if every single person on earth I was to give whatever they needed. So what we will see in this hadith sharif, which I will read to you, it is a quite lengthy hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about his powers, reminding us of our duties as well. The narrator of the hadith is Abu Zar al-Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala. He reports from the Prophet, who reports from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah says, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu zulma ala nafsi. That, oh my servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have made zulm, oppression, haram upon myself. Meaning that nothing is wajib, nothing is necessary on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can do whatever he wants. He does not have to make any promises to himself. But what he has told us in this hadith of Qudsi, that he has told us clearly that he will not perform zulm. He will not do zulm upon all mankind. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And because of that, Allah says that I have made it upon you haram as well. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. So in between yourselves, amongst yourselves, do not commit zulm. Do not commit oppression with one another. Because if Allah is not doing it with you, you should definitely not be doing it amongst you. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ دَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ فَاسْتَحْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds all people that, O servants, kullukum dalun, all of you are misguided, except those people who I have guided. Meaning that guidance has only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fastahduni ahdikum. So seek guidance from me alone and I will give it to you. Similarly, Allah goes on to say, Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtuh. All of you are hungry except those people who I feed. That food and provisions only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِ أُطْعِمَكُمْ. So ask me for food, ask me for provisions and I will provide you with it. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُ فَاسْتَقْسُونِي أَقْسُكُمْ. Again, a very similar message that, O servants, Allah says, all of you are naked except those people who I give clothes to, who I clothe. فَاسْتَقْسُونِي أَقْسُكُمْ. So seek clothing from me and I will give it to you. The next part then goes on to remind us, again it shows the difference between normal human behavior and the behavior of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a teacher, he tells off a student for making a mistake, he does it once, he does it twice, he does it three times. He forgives him for making the same mistake time and time again. But eventually the teacher gets fed up of asking and telling the student again and again, you are making the same mistake. And sooner or later he might take some punishment upon this student. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the believers that you perform sin day and night. You perform sin knowingly and unknowingly. And the amount of time that you commit the sins, I keep forgiving it for you. I keep making sure that your sins are forgiven for you, and it does not bother me, it does not make any difference to me. Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. That, O servants, you make mistakes by night and by day. Wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'ah. But despite that, I forgive all of the sins. Fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. So seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. Ya ibadi innakum lan tablughu durri fatadurruni walan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. That here is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even if all humankind decided to try to harm me in some way or even try to benefit me in some way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you cannot do any of that. Allah is beyond our harm or benefit. There is nothing we can do to change the qudra, the status, the rank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next point now we'll explain that in further detail. لَوْ إِنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْكُمْ مَا زَادَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. Allah says to us that if the first of you, the last of you, all mankind, all jinns, if every single person on earth and every single jinn on earth were so pious, like the heart of the most pious person on earth, meaning everyone was full of taqwa, then what would that do to the power and qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَا زَادَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. Nothing will change from the mulkiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, you know, sometimes, ma'azallah, we may think that when we perform salah, we are actually doing God a favor. That we are praying to Him and we have done our duty. This is, we should discard this kind of thought from this hadith sharif. Because when we perform salah, we are not doing any favors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Allahu Akbar, subhana rabbi ala. We are not doing Him any benefit by doing that. We are only benefiting ourselves. The salah that we perform is for ourselves. So a person, when he performs salah regularly, he shouldn't think for a moment that he is doing a faida, something beneficial for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that he is making him more, in essence, happier. Because, and it goes on to say, لَوْ يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ إِنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَفْجَرِ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْكُمْ مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. That if the first of you, the last of you, if all humans, if all jinns, if they were like the worst person on earth, مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, that this would not change anything in my kudra or powers, that I would not feel better or worse for it. So if every single person on earth was Muslims, if every single person on earth were kafirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that makes no difference to me whatsoever. Then in this hadith sharif, the Prophet goes on to say that Allah says, لَوْ إِنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ فَسَأَلُونِي فَأَعْتَيْتُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مَسْأَلَتُهُ مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْكُدُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if every single person that has ever existed from the humankind, from jinns, if they were all to gather in one plain, if they were all to gather in one valley, for instance, فَسَأَلُونِي, and each one of them would ask me for whatever they require in life, فَأَعْتَيْتُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مَسْأَلَتُهُ, and then I was to give every single person what he asks for, مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي, then there would be no change in my powers and in my kingdom whatsoever. Meaning that my treasures, my ability to answer the prayers of my servants does not relinquish, does not decrease in any sense of the word. The more I give, the more I have. Nothing actually changes in that amount. And then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finishes by saying, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالَكُمْ أُخْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that it is your a'mal that I count. And it is your a'mal by which I will reward or punish you on the day of judgment. It is your a'mal that count for everything. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمُدِ اللَّهَ. So whoever does good, whoever finds good, then he should say Alhamdulillah. He should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has come from the favor of Allah, from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومُنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. And whoever doesn't find khair, whoever doesn't find good, فَلَا يَلُومُنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, then he has no one to blame except himself. Meaning that if there is, if we haven't taken advantage of the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not the fault of Allah. This is not the fault of the anbiya ikram in that they did not pass on the message properly. This is not the fault of Islam that it is not perfect in any sense. It is our fault that we knew everything but we did not take advantage of it. So when we find ourselves in that situation, then we should think ourselves that we had all the means to gain success. We knew that Islam was the right religion, that there is only one God, that the beloved messenger is the perfect example for us. So if we fail, and if we find ourselves short on the day of judgment from our a'mal, then we only have ourselves to blame. It is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His beloved messenger, that they have done whatever they can to show us guidance, but the remainder of it is up to us now to ensure that we listen to the Prophet and act upon the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. May Allah give us the ability to act upon this beautiful Ameen. Hadith Ameen. And to understand the true nature of Islam Ameen. And bring us closer to the sunnah of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa ma'alayna illa al-balaghul mubin.